Mapping is a key aspect of an IoT application. And today on the IoT show, we have Chris Pendleton from the Azure Maps team, who's going to tell us everything about what's going on in that realm.
The whole world.
The whole world of maps. Hi everyone, this is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we have Chris Pendleton from the Azure Maps team. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
So, you've been on some shows on Channel 9, Azure Fridays, other things, but still, how about you introduce yourself to our audience?
Yeah, you may recognize me from previous shows. yeah, I'm Chris Pendleton. I run the program management team for Azure Maps.
And we actually will talk exactly about that. What is Azure Maps?
Yeah.
So where is it coming from? Why did we start that? It GA'd last May, right?
Correct.
Which is like 6 months ago, something like that. My math is approximative, but that's fine. Yeah. So why did we actually create that that service for mapping?
Yeah, so we wanted to have location in the Azure cloud, natively in the Azure cloud, and that's an important facet of our enterprise customer offering. And so when we talk about location, it's inherent in just about everything we do. Mm-hmm. And when I joined the IoT team, in fact, it was a precursor for, one, having a horizontal layer of location capabilities native to the Azure cloud, but also getting into mobility. So a direct vertical integration with location for mobility. And so the reason that we started this was we saw a lot of enterprise customers onboarding to the Azure cloud, and they needed these location capabilities natively built in. And so when I say natively built in, that's an important factor that in order to use Azure Maps, you just spin up your Azure subscription, and you fire up an account, and boom, you're off and running. There's no license negotiations, there's no pricing negotiation.
Like,
it's all built into
your... It's all abstracted.
Yeah.
Built into your application, it's built on Azure.
Exactly.
And so, who actually would be interested in using Maps?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Everybody uses Maps in one way or another, or at least location data.
Mm-hmm.
And so Maps, Azure Maps actually goes well beyond just Maps.
Mm-hmm.
It's a location platform.
Yeah.
And so it has built-in capabilities for search, if you want to find addresses, if you want to find places, if you want to find business listings.
Mm-hmm.
It has, obviously, the rendering canvas, which comes in many different shades and colors. And it has routing capabilities, so not just find places, but find me how to get there. And routing is a whole deep well of fun algorithms in and of itself, right? We've got multi-point routing, so if I have three stops, I want to do them in order. Or route optimization. I want to, you tell me what order I should do my stops in, so I've got 15 stops along my route. Tell me the best order, and we'll do that for you.
Yeah.
Isochrone, so the route range, like I'm here, tell me all the different places I can get to in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and that ends up creating a polygon. And then our traffic service as well. So there's actually quite a bit in the Azure Maps platform when it comes to location and maps. It's just maps is a significant
business. So it's not just like an actual map with geolocation information that you have to build your algorithms on top of or with, right? So you basically leverage a set of APIs, very rich APIs, that gives you that functionality, a set of functionality.
Yeah, we like to say it's more than a map.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is a map, but it's more that it's much more than a map. And in fact, the capabilities that we now have really start to enrich the API set and the capabilities that people can do with those maps and that location information set.
Okay.
So I should mention that the impetus for Azure Maps did start with partnerships. So we didn't like start reinventing maps from open sources. We didn't start trying to build our own maps again. Mm-hmm. This is a very partner-led strategy.
Okay.
And so what we did was we have an agreement, we have a partnership with a company called TomTom, little company out of the Netherlands. And they agreed to move their services into the Azure cloud. So now natively within the Azure cloud, we have TomTom services for search, maps, routing, and traffic all running, and they become a part of what is now the Azure Maps family of services.
Yep.
And so that's an important factor because as you're building Azure applications, you're building enterprise applications, you want that confidence that your data doesn't leave that cloud.
I was about to ask, actually, because Maps is about, well, the mapping itself, but then it's about data as well, right? You wanna geolocalize a device and eventually put in context that device, or you wanna add your own data into that and leverage others' data. Like you were talking about when we were preparing, you're talking about having, for example, on a route, you know, a search for gas stations.
Exactly.
The data comes from somewhere, so you have kind of like combination of this data, like in your apps, around the map.
That's right. Right, and that scenario that you're speaking of, we have the maps and we have the spatial capabilities and we have the routing engine. So, in order to make that specific scenario, mm-hmm. we actually would make a route call to find the route geometry and then set a buffer. Maybe it's a quarter mile around mm-hmm. the route, and then pass that to another API for mm-hmm. like gas stations.
Yeah.
And so we have a search API that allows you to basically filter along that route.
Yeah.
And as you move along that route, you can optimize for that search as well, so directionality matters, and then you can do the isochrone or route range where you're saying, I've only got five minutes left of charge, mm-hmm. how far can I get, what's the nearest gas station, and end up mm-hmm. filtering down into a very specific set of results.
Yeah.
But if you have your own data sets, that's where it gets really interesting, mm-hmm. and where the Azure Cloud is, this is where we're making our hallmark, right? Mm-hmm. It is your data. You put it on our map, it's still your data, right? You control your data. Our development team doesn't even have access to it, right? This is all partitioned into your subscriptions. Mm-hmm. You want to use it in conjunction with Azure Maps. We have a set of APIs for you to do that. We have a web SDK that you can visualize that data and do all kinds of like really cool graphics mm-hmm. and layers and animations, and that's really cool. We have an Android SDK now that allows you to do that on mobile devices. Mm-hmm. And all of that is still controlled by you as a customer. Like, that is your data. We respect that. We have all of the compliance factors mm-hmm. that Azure stands by in terms of security, GDPR for privacy, and even geopolitics, right? Like, we're a mapping company. As you start to distribute your data into other countries, mm-hmm. it's important to understand the rules and regulations. If you go into a country like India, for example, mm-hmm. like, India has very specific rules on what they want their country to look like. And so you need to respect that government's view of how their country borders look like.
So are you saying that we are doing not the filtering, but we're actually exposing a set of tools that allows our customers to not display data that shouldn't be in that
exactly
country?
Right. Okay. So we will provide those variant views mm-hmm. for the different parts of the world where it's important for our customers to be able to distribute. So as you are distributing in these various regions, you can reside with confidence that Azure Maps mm-hmm. will take care of that for you.
Yeah. So you alluded to something that I was about to ask, which is SDKs.
Yeah.
And my question was, the next question was to ask is, who is actually the person, the persona we're targeting with Azure Map? Who's going to use it? So there's the final user, the one operating the application, right? So it's going to be the final customer, it's going to be the one watching the map and using the interactivity that you build as the app builder. But at the end of the day, Azure Map service itself is for developers, right?
It is absolutely for developers.
So we have a set of SDKs, like different languages?
Right now it's all TypeScript and JavaScript. Okay. So the web SDK, we actually just unleashed 2.0. And the 2.0 release is significant. I'll get back to that.
Yeah.
And an Android SDK. And so we have web and Android today mm-hmm. as our SDKs that are rolled up. And then the services are available through REST interfaces.
Okay, like classic. Yeah. So you just say like you're going to talk about details about the V2, right?
Yeah. So V2 is super important because it actually allowed us to do some different things. And so mm-hmm. we don't like to version SDKs because you end up leaving people behind. But in this one, we had a very good reason. And that was Active Directory integration. This is important for security measures, right? So today in our web SDK 1.0, mm-hmm. The keys are, and this is the keys in order to access our service is pretty typical in the map space.
Yeah.
You just have a key and it's JavaScript and you make queries.
Yeah, yeah.
But those are susceptible to being stolen. Mm-hmm. And so with Active Directory integration, we actually have a super tight security loop, right? So you create your own tokens in an anonymized fashion, for example, mm-hmm. And that token can expire however long you'd like it to.
Okay.
So once a token's created, it could be 30 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, whatever mm-hmm. it is, then it'll only run for that long and then it expires. So if someone takes it out of a web page, it doesn't work anymore. So mm-hmm. you're in control of that. We also have the Active Directory for user login. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to create a login to know who's using your application, fully supported as well.
Yeah, you can like think of scenarios where you want the driver of your truck to have access to a set of data on that map, and the manager of all the drivers actually to have access to way more. So basically try and use AED, right? So that would be the kind of scenario that you can think of.
And we'll expand this over time, role-based authentication, and like these types of facets that AED brings all this power, we're just standing on their shoulders. Yeah. Like this is a giant thing. The other aspect of the Web SDK 2.0 is we now have services modules. So before our current map control, the one version, it actually supported the ability to do tiles and you do all this cool vector drawing and all this stuff. But it didn't include access to routing. It didn't include access to search. The new 2.0 will include these capabilities so that you can call the routing engine really easy. You can call the search engine really easy. And it's all built into the Web SDK.
Lots of news, lots of things to learn about. Where should I send people to? Where should they go?
So the easiest place is azuremaps.com.
Okay.
Super simple.
Page you're actually displaying right now?
No, this is actually a sample page.
Okay, so azuremaps.com is like top level. Here's what the product is.
Yes.
And in there, they'll find here's the samples page, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Can you surf like through that samples page a little
bit absolutely.
And show you what you have there?
So this is some folks on the team put together some really cool stuff. Maybe familiar with Ricky Brundrett.
Yeah.
He's always busy coding. And so this one in particular does that scenario where I'm routing along a route, and I just want to see the points that are in within a polygon of a route, right?
Okay.
And so for this one, I'm just going to do a super simple route from Seattle to Redmond. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it says, okay, these within a 1 mile buffer are inside of that polygon.
Okay.
And this particular demo, it's fully adjustable, so I can just slim this down to half a mile, and you can see the results change on the fly.
Yeah, and I was impressed when going through that samples page about the amount of tiles you have, so meaning the amount of features. Uh-huh. And there's things like super cool, like the look and feel of the map is one of them. I love the heat map.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. There's also that integration with buildings mappings, right?
Yes.
So where you can actually zoom in into a map, and then suddenly you're in the building.
Yeah.
And I can imagine scenarios for IoT in particular where you have a mix and match of digital twin and things like that will allow you to visualize data in context in your building map, right?
So the concept of mapping is layer-based,
right?
And so the advent of layering concepts in maps is pretty well known. It's just being able to do it at this scale and this speed is what's different these days. And so you're absolutely right. Like I can see the whole world. I can zoom down to a building, and then additional zoom levels and layers allow me to go into the building and look at like indoor maps and things like that. Absolutely.
I love it. We're double clicking though.
We are.
We're passionate about the thing.
We are, and I want to make sure that we talk about some of the new stuff.
Yes.
Like our spatial operations. Mm-hmm. Like the spatial operations stuff is super killer, right? Mm-hmm. So that allows us to do geospatial compute and spatial analytics on data. And this is sort of the foray into IoT, right? Like, how do we fit in the IoT team, right?
Yeah.
And so the play for IoT really started with sensor fusion. So taking probes of GPS data, if you take enough of those at a massive penetration, turns out people stay on roads and they stay on sidewalks, and you could create what is effectively a digital map.
Yes.
Right? But now, being part of the IoT team, we've come up with this concept called the location of things. Mm-hmm. And the location of things is really about taking that data of location in a sensor and understanding it over time. And so how are things changing on the ground for a particular thing, whether it's mobile or not? And this goes into our spatial operations as well with our geofencing API. So the geofencing service allows you to basically, like, let's say you have a bulldozer on a construction site.
Yeah.
That shouldn't leave the construction site.
Shouldn't.
But if it does, you can kick off an alert because we're tracking that thing. There's an invisible fence around it. One of my favorite ones is the college dorm with the Red Bull vending machines, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So these vending machines, turns out they get stolen from time to time. And if they end up leaving the building, an alert can be kicked off.
Yeah. So it's funny, they move around, but like if they stick
like something should move, something shouldn't move. And so the idea is like being able to, and so we're working through concepts in IoT that allow for not just spatial analytics, but being able to track things, find out where they are, where they were, where they've been.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, if we move fast enough, where they're going,
yeah,
right? That's where we want that predictive nature of location and be able to tell things in the future.
So it's great. We're going to have like plenty of other episodes on the IoT show talking about Azure Maps and all these functionalities. We have some good news for you in preparation. And actually, it is Pamela sneaking in because she has some announcements for you guys.
Hey, guys. So thank you, Chris and Olivier, for giving an overview of Azure Maps. If you're interested in actually learning and deep diving into how to build an end-to-end solution with Azure Maps, we're going to be doing that March 6th. So it's perfect for developers, architects, technical decision makers who are super interested in learning more. And it will be live. So it's a perfect opportunity to not only see how to build an end-to-end solution, but a perfect opportunity to be able to ask questions from experts.
So tons of cool demos coming on the IoT show. Live session coming soon as well in the Deep Dive series. Chris, thanks a lot for that overview of Azure Maps.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone, don't forget to subscribe and to follow the IoT show.